Let me ask you something. Are you in a first, second, or maybe even third act in your life and you're just still wondering, how in the hell am I supposed to start? You're creative, you're curious, you love a lot of different industries, but there is one thing you cannot shake. Where does this all actually fit? Well, that question is exactly where my journey began. I didn't wake up one day and say, yep, I'm going to tech. Not even close. My story actually started in fashion, sketching silhouettes, sewing samples, or learning how to sew these samples, dreaming in runway lights. But from there, I drifted into hospitality and travel and designing experiences and telling visual stories and learning from people. Then came healthcare, where I did a lot of community building, operations, and service. And then life did that thing it always does when you're just paying attention. It placed something unexpected in my lap. Knowledge. Not in a Silicon Valley kind of way, more like I was a kid watching 90s and early 2000s YouTube clips of like, you know, soul and, you know, like pop music and all kinds of stuff, pop-up video, all those great things that are like done with a millennial child. But I was also learning about influencers before we even had that word and falling in love with the way people share themselves online. Instagram, Facebook, the early days of digital culture. But some part of me knew, I don't understand the inner workings of this, but I want to. So let me be brutally honest. When I first stepped into this world, I was culturally aware, but extremely incompetent. And that's the truth we don't say out loud. We're adults, we have all different types of generations. I'm a millennial, but we're all navigating workplaces that we just don't look like what we grew up imagining. We're told we're resilient, creative, adaptive, but also that we're not innovative enough and not technical enough and not fast enough. Meanwhile, we have a new generation, Gen Z, that's coming in hot with language and expectations and boundaries and digital fluency and a perspective that honestly sometimes quite intimidates us. So I keep thinking, how do we bridge that gap? How do we get honest about how much we just don't know and still stay open enough to learn? Now, I'm a student at USC. I'm studying digital media management and AI, and I'm a millennial standing in an intersection of culture, creativity, and technology, finally admitting that I don't have all the answers, but I'm willing to learn the hell out of them. And that's the real story of how this podcast was born. Not from certainty, not from curiosity, and not from expertise, but from humility. Not from perfection either, but from a desire to understand the world we're building and the world that is being built around us. So what is this podcast? Well, Culturally Incompetent is a space for people figuring it out in real time. A space for multi-hyphenates like me who never fit in just in one box. A space where being incompetent is not a flaw. It's actually an entry point. Every episode, though, is a conversation about technology, culture, identity, and a messy humanity in between. We're going to talk about AI. We're going to talk about digital influences. We're going to talk about workplace culture. And we're going to talk about how millennials and Gen Z and Gen X and baby boomers can stop competing and instead co-create the future together. Because the truth is, we're all incompetent somewhere. We're all learning in public. And the only way forward is what? Together. So what this podcast will teach you is that you're going to learn how technology shapes culture, and how culture shapes technology, what is happening underneath the industries you scroll past every day, the invisible systems behind influencers, AI algorithms, virality in the workplace, how to stay human in a world that's becoming increasingly automated, how to even just find your voice, like your value and the version of their power in a changing world. And here's the biggest part that I'm very, very proud of. You get to learn it with me, not from me, but with me. This podcast is my classroom. My speech is crazy right now, but I let you know, this podcast is my classroom, my playground, my lab, and my journey towards competence with all the messy, awkward, funny human parts included. Now, you're going to ask yourself, and I'm sure you've done this before, what the F am I doing? Or is it too late to start something new? Or where am I even going with this? Well, you're in the right place. Regardless of what industry that you're a part of, because I'm going to actually about to ask you the exact same questions. And I'm done pretending I'm supposed to have to figure it out. Because it's going to be for all of us to figure this out. So welcome to Culturally Competent, a space where we lead curiosity, where we learn through humility, where we laugh at ourselves often, and where we start rewriting the way we talk about culture, technology, and identity. I am Nicholas Clements Lindsay, a fashion kid turned tech student, a millennial building bridge to the next generation, and a host who's still learning and wants to actually learn with you right alongside me. But we're going to keep that in there. So let's grow through this together and welcome to the journey. Let's get more competent.